the University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. A new poll finds many workers don't feel threatened by artificial intelligence or how it might impact their jobs. J.R. Whalen will talk with Robert Half's Paul McDonald in a moment. First, here are some money headlines. Stocks are headed for one of their best months in decades, but The Wall Street Journal says shares of some brokerages and exchange operators, where investors can trade stocks themselves, are underperforming the major averages. The S&P 500 has been up around 7% in June, while the NASDAQ Composite has risen about 8%. Exchange operators CME Group and Intercontinental Exchange have both registered smaller gains, while CBOE Global Markets stock has fallen about 1%. Among brokerages, shares of both Charles Schwab and TD Ameritrade have fallen slightly in June. A big reason is the lack of volatility. That may be good for your retirement account, but lower volatility in a rising market can turn investors away from shares of brokerages and exchanges, which usually profit from bigger market swings. Last week, Federal Reserve policymakers kept short-term interest rates steady, but indicated that they might lower them soon. However, two top Fed officials said rates should have been lowered. St. Louis Fed Bank President James Bullard cast the lone dissenting vote at the meeting, while non-voting member Neil Kashkari, the head of the Minneapolis Fed, also came out for a rate cut. They both wanted the Federal Open Market Committee to lower short-term rates to help address persistently weak inflation pressures and rising economic risks, such as the Trump administration's global trade battles. Coming up, half of workers in a new survey say they don't think AI or automation will have a negative effect on their jobs.
The University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
All the talk of artificial intelligence and automation might lead some to believe that the robots are, in fact, taking over. But a new poll indicates that Americans are pretty optimistic about their role in the workforce alongside automation. Robert Half conducted the poll, and Senior Executive Director Paul McDonald is on the line with us with some details. So, Paul, about half the people polled think that new technology and automation will have a positive impact on their job.
Yeah, it was quite interesting, JR. When we did this poll, we thought that the fear factor that robots or AI or artificial intelligence is creating a lot of anxiety in the workforce. We've heard this anecdotally for a while. So we embarked upon this trying to ferret out what is the impact on jobs? What is the impact on the workers of AI or robots, if you will? The results came back and about half the people said there'd be no impact on their jobs. And about 40% actually came back and said there'd be a positive impact by things of increased productivity, the ability to develop new skills that they didn't have before, and to get their, overall, just get their work done more efficiently.
What I found interesting is that managers who were surveyed felt that AI will actually make jobs more human-centric and not less.
Yeah, it was a real key finding. Again, we did the worker survey of office workers. That was 2,800 workers. We did managers in the United States. That was 1,200 managers. On the manager side or employer side of the equation, they felt as though the mundane tasks such as data entry, account reconciliations, to name two, would be done by the computer, allowing the worker to step up into more analysis, more strategy, more forecasting focused, interpreting the results. Now that dovetails back into the need and the demand for more soft skills today. People that can communicate, people that have critical thinking skills. So the two go hand in hand. So there's a key finding here that the employers feel as though the computer's going to do more work, allowing the individual worker to step up and use their brain a little more.
There was also a kind of a mixed response as well with AI and new technology. Managers feel as if there'll be new rounds of training needed, but they also feel there might be a steep learning curve involved.
Yes. So here's what's needed. If you're a manager, if you're an employer, you need to look at the survey results that we found. And it was like, not only are the workers going to be more productive in their work, they're also going to require some upskilling, some new skills. And they found, the managers that we surveyed found, that they're going to look to upskill their current workforce first, but then have to augment with new hiring. So those two were key findings, the way they're going to solve this problem of technology's impact on the workplace.
It seems like every innovation over the past several decades, or even the last century, has produced varying degrees of uneasiness among employees, that there's some new level of technology that might take over.
I think technology is here to stay. This is, if I'm an employee and I'm in a defensive posture right now and say, let's just wait and see, as an employee, you need to be curious. You need to be thinking, what is the impact of AI and technology on my position, on my job, on my company? Ask your managers, what are the plans for the company to move forward with business transformation? And because all businesses are being impacted by this, and there are plans. Don't assume that there is no plans of all size businesses. And then participate in it. Be curious, ask what I need to learn, what aspects of the job are going to be impacted, how can I upskill myself in the meantime, and how can I participate and collaborate potentially on a project or two that are going to be helpful in this business transformation.
All right. That's really good advice from Robert Half, Senior Executive Director Paul McDonald. Paul, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, JR. It's a pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.